Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Okay, you guys, let's grab a seat. Okay, you guys, let's grab a seat. Right, Coach. Sure. Gentlemen, before we start the meeting, there is a little announcement I have to make. You know, as you all know, Dauber here, for the past several seasons, has been our student assistant. Now, starting today, it's going to change.
Oh?
For the past 8 years, four as a coach, four as a player, and all eight as a student, Dauber has been a loyal, hardworking, and responsible member of this staff. So, as a reward for that kind of dedication, today, I am making him a full assistant coach.
All right, Dauber!
Yeah. Congratulations, Tom.
Hey, does this mean Dauber finally got his degree?
No. But it does mean that now that he's a full assistant, he gets treated like everybody else. From now on, we're not to use him as our personal errand boy. He gets treated with the same respect as everybody else. So what do you say? Let's get started.
Right. Yeah. Hey, can we get some coffee first?
Sure. Down. Right, coach.
Yeah, I think there's a package for you there in the file cabinet.
Hot dog, Memphis, Tennessee. The video I ordered finally came.
What video?
The search for Elvis. It's an amazing and startling documentary. You know what a big fan I am of his.
Now, let me see that. Search for Elvis? Is Elvis actually alive and working at the Hickory Pit in Beaumont, Texas? Or is the king, as others claim, living in seclusion in the Howard Hughes suite at the Desert Inn Hotel in Las Vegas?
That's my vote.
This amazing and startling documentary includes interviews with over 30 eyewitnesses who have seen Elvis alive since his alleged death in 1977. Includes the controversial Svenson home video of the king at SeaWorld.
Oh, I can't wait to see this. Hey, can I come over to your place Saturday night and watch it on your big screen TV?
No, Christine's coming over Saturday.
Don't you think she'd want to watch it with us?
I don't think so.
Dad?
Hey, there's my favorite daughter. Hi, well, sweetheart.
Watch it by myself, then. I know she's a serious journalist. Seems to me like she loves you.
So what's up, Kel?
Good afternoon, Coach Fox.
Oh. Stuart, what are you doing in the athletic center dressed like that?
He's rehearsing a scene from Two Gentlemen of Verona. He's playing Thurio.
Huh. Who are you playing?
Nobody. If I was in the play, I'd be in costume.
Yeah, well, I thought... Oh, never mind. What's up?
We were wondering if you and Miss Armstrong would care to join Kelly and me in a simple repast at one of the local public houses come this Saturday's eve.
What?
Stuart got a part-time job today, and he wants to take us all out to celebrate.
Well, you couldn't have just said that, right, Stu?
Dad, this is a really big deal to us. So what do you say? Is it a date?
I couldn't help overhearing. You might not be home Saturday night.
Okay, Lou, you can watch the TV Saturday. Hey, just don't get corn nuts everywhere, huh?
Does he know me or what?
Thanks, Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see you Saturday. Won't we get a
break? Oh, but, Kelly, wait a minute. Hold on. Please, I need to talk to you for a second. You don't mind waiting, do you, Stu?
Not at all.
Good.
Serene, I fold my hands and wait. Nor care for wind, nor tide, nor sea.
Uh-huh.
I rave no more against time nor fate. For lo, my own shall come to me.
Right, okay, she'll be out in 2 seconds. Please do not make me have dinner with Stuart.
The only reason you don't like Stuart is because he isn't some over-muscled macho jock.
Oh, give me a break. You know that's only part of the reason.
Dad, admit it or not, Stuart and I are extremely serious about each other.
God. Jeez.
Look, this whole dinner was Stuart's idea. He knows you don't like him. He is trying very hard to win your approval. Well, he even got this job partly because he thought it would make you respect him more.
I'd respect him a lot more if he did not walk around in pantyhose.
That's an Elizabethan costume!
Well, then Elizabeth should be wearing it!
Dad, I don't want to argue about this. Stuart wants to buy you dinner. He wants you to like him. He feels like he's tried everything. This is the last straw. Now, if you don't come to this dinner and make an effort to reach out to him, you'll hurt his feelings beyond repair, and you will hurt mine. Is that what you want to do?
No.
Then is dinner on?
Will Stuart wear pants?
Yes.
All right, then we'll go.
Great. But, Dad, this job means a lot to Stuart, so try and make him feel good about it, okay?
Mm-hmm. What kind of job did Stuart get, anyway?
He's going to be a clown at a children's birthday party. See you Saturday.
Lousy way to start the weekend.
Hayden, be nice tonight.
I don't understand why I have to be nice to somebody I don't like. All right, I'll try.
Hello, Coach Fox.
Oh, hi.
I heard you might be coming in tonight. I'm Honey.
Hi, Honey.
Hi, sweetie. Oh, you're not dining alone, I hope.
No, I have a date.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't even see you there. I'm Honey.
I heard.
Can I get you something to drink?
Christine?
I'd like a glass of white wine.
And I'm driving, so I'm just going to have coffee.
Be right back.
Oh, Honey?
Yes, doll.
Could I get some bread, please?
You can have anything you want.
Well, I don't believe that.
What?
You didn't notice the way she was flirting with you?
Well, she wasn't flirting. She was just showing professional courtesy.
What profession? And her name is really Honey, I bet.
I think you really misread that whole thing.
Here's your bread. I put a couple of extra heels in there. I know how much big, brawny men like crust. Are you ready to order?
We're waiting for my daughter.
And the white wine?
Oh, my goodness. I'll go get it quick like a bunny. I like to say quick like a bunny because I used to be one.
That is appalling.
What is?
Lord, Hayden, she did everything but sit in your lap.
Boy, clip the claws, Christine.
Well, I'm sorry, Hayden, but I just don't appreciate someone coming on to you quite that blatantly.
You just don't like her, do you?
Oh. Hi.
Hey, there they are.
Hi, sweetheart.
Greetings,
Sturio.
Greetings, Coach Fox.
Well, what a handsome young couple. Is this your daughter?
Yeah.
Can I get you kids something?
Iced tea, please.
Me too, please.
Okay, two iced teas. Anybody else?
Are you out of white wine?
Oh, my goodness, you must be desperate. I'll be right back.
Well, I understand congratulations are in order.
Yeah. Hey, how was the birthday party?
Very rewarding. It's nice to finally take some of the things I've learned in college about mime and makeup and use them in the real world.
Right.
Of course, most gratifying were the expressions on the children's faces.
Oh, tell them what you told me about that one little girl that didn't want to leave.
Well, I don't want to dominate the conversation, but I would like to share with everyone if they'd like to hear it.
We'd love to hear it. Wouldn't we, Hayden?
Yeah, go into detail.
Well, I told all of the children that I came from a magical place called Clown Town, where the trees were made of lollipops, the streets were paved with licorice, and everyone accepts everyone for exactly who they are. And when it came time to leave, this little girl came up to me, and she didn't want to go home. Do you know where she wanted to go?
Clown Town.
The look on her face was something I don't think I'll ever forget. I couldn't have asked for a better first job.
So, what'd you get paid for, Stu?
Dad.
What? Why is that such a terrible question? I'm just trying to be interested. I mean, I have no idea what a clown pulls down these days. I mean, besides his pants.
Hayden.
It's okay. That's a legitimate question. I was supposed to make $25, but the party ended up costing my employers more than they can afford. So to help them out, I accepted 10.
10?
10?
You thought you were going to buy dinner tonight for four people with $10? Maybe in Clown Town, Stu, not here.
Dad, you didn't tell me they only gave you $10.
What difference does it make?
Roughly $15.
Hayden!
Do you have a problem with that?
Well, a little problem, yeah. It sounds to me like you let yourself be taken advantage of. You worked very hard today, and I think all your efforts were worth more than $10.
Kelly, I didn't do it for the money. It was payment enough just to see the joy and delight on those children's faces.
Oh, gee, I don't know, Stu. You know where I shop? Joy and delight ain't gonna buy a lot of salami.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Hey, I'm on your side.
This is none of your concern.
Why don't we order?
Look, I am just trying to teach the kids some of the realities of life.
I'm not interested in the realities of life.
Dad, you're making it sound like Stuart's whole career is gonna be as a clown. What do you mean you're not interested in the realities of life?
Kelly, either we have an alternative lifestyle or we don't.
Well, you don't want to spend your whole life being a clown, do you?
That certainly would be an alternative.
I would find no dishonor in being a clown.
But it's not what you want to do forever.
I'm just saying if it is what I want to do, we don't need to defend it.
I wasn't defending it. I was just explaining to my father.
Why do we have to explain everything to your father? What difference does it make what he thinks?
Hey.
What you're trying to do, Kelly, is make our life palatable to your father, and he's never going to get it. Frankly, I'm not sure you get it either.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I think you're a lot more like your father than you want to admit.
I resent that.
Why?
Because I don't think I am like you.
Yes, you are. Hey, what is so wrong about being like me?
You frighten me.
What do you mean I frighten you?
Hayden, don't yell.
Are you saying I frighten you?
Yes. You're controlling, judgmental, inhibiting. You're just like him! Oh! Frankly, Kelly, I'm starting to find this whole relationship emotionally toxic.
Are they breaking up?
Breaking up makes it sound like teenage infatuation. This was a serious love affair.
What do you mean, was?
Oh. Well, they are breaking up.
I'm sorry, Miss Armstrong, if I've spoiled your evening. Have the restaurant send the bill to me. Good night, Coach Fox. Kelly... Farewell.
Stuart, wait. Thanks a lot, Dad.
You saying this is my fault? What are you looking at me for? I was being nice.
I just bought a new 10-pound line, and Dexter and I is fixing to catch us some crappie. When we seen what appeared to be a large woolly bear running through the woods with a white rhinestone jumpsuit on. I said to Dexter, do you know who I believe that is?
Hey, what are you guys doing back so soon? How was dinner?
Oh, we didn't have dinner. As so often happens when we get together with Kelly and Stuart, there was a fight.
What'd you say?
No, I didn't say anything. I was being nice. Man, it was Kelly and Stuart that were fighting Luther. They had this big scene. They broke up.
Jeez, no kidding. Hey, you two going to be in for the evening? Because I can start this over.
Luther, Hayden and I have a few things to talk about.
Okay. I just feel like I'm running out on you guys.
Run.
Okay, see you Monday.
Hey, Luther, did they find Elvis?
No, but they're this close.
You are shameless. Do you know that?
Why?
I don't know how you can be happy over what happened tonight.
Well, what are you getting mad at me for? Hey, come on, I have a right to be happy. Kelly is only a sophomore, Christine. I want her to meet a lot of people while she's at college. It's her last chance. I mean, what is so terrible about that?
You know, you have an amazing gift for making everything you do sound as if it were selfless and noble.
Well, hey, isn't that what being a parent's all about? Come on, I know Kelly. She'll get over this. She's 19. She's going to feel bad for a while, and then she'll just bounce right back. You wait, you see.
I hope you're right.
Hey, trust me, I know my daughter. A couple of weeks from now, she's going to be her old optimistic, bright-eyed self.
Kelly!
Hey, sweetheart, we were just talking about you. You feeling better?
Little.
See?
I just came to say goodbye.
Goodbye?
I've given it a lot of thought, Dad. And if Stuart and I are through, then I see no point in staying at Minnesota State. I'm dropping out of college and society. Good night.
Kelly, wait! Hey, Kelly!
Kelly! Well,
hold it, Kelly!
Kelly!
Come on back in here. What do you mean you're dropping out of school and society? What the heck's that supposed to mean?
Well, I can't stay here. Everything on campus will remind me of Stuart. It's all just totally hopeless, so I packed my car and I'm driving to Ohio tonight.
Where are you going?
Huh? Heard a raccoon in my garbage.
I just don't understand how this could have happened. I mean, just this afternoon, Stuart and I were so happy, filling his little squirting flower up with water and gluing on his big red nose. Now he won't even talk to me.
Well, Kelly, why don't you wait until tomorrow and then call Stuart?
It won't do any good. He won't talk to me. He's very decisive. If he says we're fini, we're fini. What are you doing?
Keeping you from leaving.
Well, Dad, give me that. It's my suitcase.
Hey, no way.
Dad, give me my stuff.
Kelly.
Fine. Then I'll leave without it.
Oh, no way.
Dad, give me my stuff.
Kelly, let's talk.
Fine.
Over here on the sofa.
Okay. Put down my suitcases.
Fine.
Kelly, yeah. Will you two stop this? Could we possibly sit down like three adults and discuss this calmly?
There's nothing to discuss.
The whole thing's your fault. Ever since I met Stuart, you've been trying to break us up. And I don't think it's just Stuart. If it was any other guy, you'd do the same thing. You want to control my life, and I just can't live under that kind of tyranny anymore. I'm leaving.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, God, what do you want to do? Keep me prisoner in your cabin?
I will do anything I have to keep you in school.
Well, then you'll have to let me go to class, and when you do, I'll escape.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you escape, I'll find you, because I'll hide a radio transmitter in your book bag.
Kelly, you have got to understand this. No matter what your father has done, he doesn't want you to leave school over this.
Yeah, and I am not trying to control your life. Hey, what do you say I get you and Stuart back together again?
It's too late.
What do you mean it's too? It's only 9:20. I can get over there right now.
I meant in the existential sense.
Oh. Well, hey, come on. Just let me try, huh? Well, you just sit here for an hour and I'll see what I can do to make this thing right, huh? Come on. What do you say?
I guess I can wait an hour. My life is in ashes anyway.
Hey, that's my girl.
She tries to leave, tie her up.
Stuart, wake up.
What?
We got a problem.
Coach Fox, what are you doing here?
Kelly's leaving school.
What?
Is this your closet over here?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, come on, son. Now, Kelly's over at my place. She's got her bags packed. Come on, we gotta go talk her out of it.
Why is she leaving school?
Because you dumped her, Stu. Girls have feelings. Come on. Here, put this on.
Wait a minute, I don't want my shirt. Why should I talk Kelly out of leaving school? It's her life. Let her do what she wants.
We can't let Kelly throw her life away. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Those are the words of a great philosopher.
That's the slogan for the United Negro College Fund.
Well, great. That's an organization that understands the value of a good education. Now, come on, let's get going. Are you so insensitive that you're going to ignore a plea for help?
How dare you call me insensitive? I'd never ignore a plea for help.
Great. Okay. Well, let's get your little boots on. Come on.
I loved Kelly. I cherished her. I would never want her to leave school. She's brilliant, creative, sensitive. She's
frightening. A lot like me. So let's not talk ourselves back into loving her, huh? Now, what you did tonight was just fine. Now, all we got to do is just make her get that degree, okay?
All right. I'll talk to her. But not at your cabin. It's got to be someplace neutral.
I don't care if you go to Geneva. Just talk to her.
I'll meet her at Steve's Diner. It's open late.
Great. I'll call.
I just want you to remember something, Coach Fox. Maybe Kelly and I weren't meant for each other. We'll never know that now. But whatever tenderness and intimacy might have blossomed between us was crushed to a really significant degree by the weight of your disapproval and your interference. And when Kelly falls in love again someday,
as I pray she will. I hope you'll think twice before you trample the life out of it.
Hell, I did the right thing.
Where have you been? Kelly left here half an hour ago.
I stopped to get some ribs.
Ribs?
Yeah. It's after 10 o'clock. Aren't you hungry? Come on, let's eat before the bag starts leaking.
I don't understand this, Hayden.
What's to understand? My daughter's gonna stay in school. She and that stupid Stuart are gonna stay broken up. And you and I can have that romantic weekend we planned. Hey, Christine, you want some baked beans?
You're feeling pretty proud of yourself, aren't you? You've controlled everybody's life.
Hey, I don't want to control people's lives. If they did things right, I wouldn't have to. I mean, it's like I told the guy at the rib joint after I made him open up again. I am just a humble dad trying to do the best job I can.
You are not going to get away with this forever, Hayden. Listen to me. You may have pulled this off tonight, but the day is going to come when you're going to have to let Kelly make her own choices and have a little faith that she'll end up with the right person. Because if you would just open your eyes for 1 minute and really look at Kelly, you'd see that she's a lot more sensible and mature than you think.
Can we come in for a minute?
Hey, Kelly. How you doing, sweetheart? Stu, what's up? Everything all right?
Yeah. Dad, thank you so much for having Stuart come talk to me. I mean, he was absolutely brilliant tonight. He was insightful. He was wise. He was inspired.
All right, Kelly, wait a second. Are you gonna stay in school?
Yeah.
Great. That's all I wanted to hear. Good job, Stuart. So, you're gonna drop Kelly off the dorm, and then two of you guys will be off to lead your separate lives, huh?
Well, that's the other thing we came to tell you, Coach Fox. Frankly, I think earlier this evening I was a little impulsive in suggesting that Kelly and I go our separate ways and...
Wait a second.
Well...
Hold it. You and Kelly are dating again, aren't you, Stu?
Just until next weekend.
Until next weekend? Then what?
Then we're getting married.